T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gasoline prices just keep climbing nationwide. A gallon of gas now costs about $4.52, another all-time record. Here in North Texas, a record $4.29. Why are prices so high and why are they still going up? Joining us live with some answers, University of Houston Energy Fellow Ed Herz. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Are we now seeing a kind of spike in gasoline prices that we thought we would see after President Biden announced the oil embargo against Russia?
No, we saw that price spike in January and February. We're just seeing the impact of really a recovering economy across the world. If things slow down a bit in Asia again, then we'll see gasoline prices go down. So oil today is about $115 a barrel, and that's obviously because of the war and disruption and supply around the globe. On the gasoline side of things and diesel, we've lost a number of refineries in the global market over the last 5 years. Shell, for example, has closed a couple of refineries in the United States because of hurricane damage, and it's expensive to rebuild these, refurbish them, get them back online, and so we're suffering a squeeze not only in the global oil market, but a squeeze in the refined products market, gasoline and diesel, and so that's helping to account for the high prices right now.
Ed, is this the new norm? Are they ever going to come back down?
In the oil patch, we always say that the cure for high prices is high prices. And ordinarily, this will bring out supply and increase supplies and drive the prices down in time. But I expect the price is going to stay north of $3.50 a gallon for most of the summer.
You know, gasoline taxes haven't gone up. The average gas station profit margin, I think it's 13 cents a gallon. Who's making money off this? Someone's making money off this.
I'm not. So the Saudis are making a bunch of money off of this. OPEC's making a lot of money. They have absolutely no incentive to crank up production and drive the price down. Some of the refiners are making some profits right now, but that's necessary to plow back into the business to turn them around and keep them operational. Again, the reason we have the high oil prices is because of the war and because OPEC wants the price high.
So, Ed, we're at $4.29 on average in the DFW area this morning. We're just days away from, the start of the summer driving season. Could some parts of Texas see $5 gasoline here soon?
I drove past a station that was charging $5 a gallon. It was out on by itself, and it doesn't have any competition from anyone close by. So, the best way to minimize your gasoline cost or to get to where there are at least two stations staring at each other with a price board out front. Keep in mind that the price of gasoline on an equivalent basis is $7 to $8 a gallon in Europe. We've been really fortunate. Of course, it hits us in Texas more because this is a state where everybody drives.
Ed, thank you very much. We appreciate the time, as always. Good information. That's at University of Houston Energy Fellow Ed Herz with us on KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.